Hello and welcome to YHTV's Flowing into Awareness with visionary and master intuitive Anatara. This is episode 2, Facing Change in Your Heart. Hello, Anatara.
Hello, Christina.
Is it a brilliant day today?
It's brilliant in many ways, but not weather-wise.
Yes, with what's going on the East Coast the U.S., yes, and up there in your neck of the woods in the West Coast of Canada.
It's damp and dark and wet, but the brilliance permeates everything, you know, the truest brilliance.
And so it gives us good reason to change what is going on within us.
Yeah, exactly. We seem so frequently to have resistance to what's happening around us. Mm-hmm. And that was how I got to what I was thinking about discussing today, which is basing any change that we want or any change that we believe is due to us or any change in our life circumstances in the heart. To me, the heart being the most clear and most resilient and strongest voice that we have to our truth, or to any truth, if we can work with it and if we can use it to broadcast, broadcast out and broadcast externally from us, rather than keeping us caught in something or keeping us bound up by a feeling that's just not suitable for what we need and or what's happening. When you think about your heart, or when one thinks about one's heart, we realize that it's an important organ. It pumps the blood around our bodies. It takes the oxygen to all the cells that need it. And literally, it does the same thing for our emotions and our feelings. You know, we feel joy in our hearts. We feel fear in our hearts. We have a sense of truth that comes through into our hearts that we can then interpret and give off, give out, share. And when the heart isn't speaking, when the heart isn't clearly articulating, or we're not hearing it or receiving that articulation, it is so easy to get lost in a sense of separation, lost in a sense of being not included, and lost in a sense of having no direction, having no understanding of life, of who we are, of what we need, of where we're going. And I was feeling my heart this week, and I was feeling it in two ways. I felt it in the stillness in meditation. I let it show me what its literal heartbeat was, and I explored that beat. I explored the rhythm. I explored the frequency. I explored how it changed when I took a deep breath or when I held my breath. And in that way, I was exploring the physical signals that it gives me. And from there, I took that exploration into wondering what it was trying to tell me emotionally, wondering what it was trying to inform me about the events in my life, about the people I love, about the people I don't love. And so I was listening to its articulation, and I realized that so easily a feeling can pop up, and we sense the feeling, an emotional feeling. We sense the feeling, and we immediately categorize it, or we immediately judge it. And at the same time, we let that feeling help make us change direction, or help us change direction to a place that perhaps we don't want to go. And so many of our feelings are based on pure reaction, on the instant moment of what the emotional feeling is saying to us that may or may not be real. So I started to play with, I started to look for things that were intensely uncomfortable to me in terms of a feeling. And I looked at the feeling, and I'll give you an example in a minute. I looked at what one of these feelings was, and I thought to myself, this feeling doesn't need to be locked in my heart. This feeling doesn't need to be locked in my emotion. This feeling doesn't need to be locked in me. And I can change that. And so I took it to the physical first, and I questioned, what would I do if I wanted to change a tight or a sore or a stiff muscle? And I thought, well, I'd work it. I'd massage it. I'd touch it. I'd play with it in some way. And that took me to the next step, which was, well, I can't really put my literally put my hands into my heart and massage it and change it, but I can use my thoughts and I can use other feelings to help my heart relax and to speak with me in a different way and speak to me from a different place. So the simplest thing to do was to have a feeling of love and have a feeling of acceptance for my heart, have a feeling of love and acceptance for the feeling, the negative feeling it was giving me. And the feeling that I worked on it to begin with was an idea that someone was judging me for something. I had someone sort of scowl at me. It was a stranger, but I had this person scowl at me as they walked by, and I thought, does that mean they don't like me? Does that mean my clothes are funny? Does it mean they have some opinion about me that doesn't really represent who I am? But I felt it. I felt a catch in me, an emotion in me that pushed away, that kept me closed and not so open-minded to whatever that reaction was in them. And really, it probably wasn't anything. It was probably a scowl happening because of something they were thinking, but it created a feeling in me. So with the feeling of acceptance and love, I literally took that and allowed it to hold my heart, to hold my literal heart, and to hold my sort of expanded awareness heart, my sensation heart, my emotional heart. And I imagined that it was massaging my heart. I literally imagined that it was playing with the heart while it played with the feeling. And that may seem like a rather simplistic example, but we walk around so frequently with hurt feelings, with an unhappy sense that someone doesn't like us or that they don't want us or that we've done something wrong or that we can't get it right. And we keep that. We hold it. We let it percolate. We let it simmer. And it literally, embeds itself more and more deeply into our actual hearts. Part of this whole contemplation was understanding as well that the heart has a huge effect. The heart is the strongest electrical organ in the body. It puts out more radiance and more current than any other part of us, more than the brain. And we can work with it to be our clearest and be our brightest selves. And this was just a simple way to do it. And actually, since that one little experiment of my own, I have felt a sort of an exuberance, an effervescence, a bubbliness emanating from my heart in a way that I haven't all the time in a while. It's a strength. It's a clarity. So what I want to suggest is that be aware, each of us can be aware of a little glitch in our hearts. And it'll be some feeling. It'll be an emotion. It could be that you don't even know what the emotion is, but you feel a sensation in your heart where it's just not relaxed and just not flowing, pumping as it might. And you can get your heart first through stillness and quiet to get as close to you as possible. And what I mean by that is, let yourself feel it. Let yourself feel the heartbeat if you can. If you need to, put your hand on your heart and see if you feel it. If you need to, run in place for a moment and see if you can sense it and feel it. And once you've got that physical part, you're aware of that, you're feeling it, then let your extended awareness, your internal awareness, tell you about why the heart isn't happy, if you don't already know. And then bring into your conceptual field anything that you feel might feel good to your heart. What can you use to massage your heart? How can you speak to your heart? How can you listen to your heart? And then as you start to feel those things, make the change that it inspires in you. And this is all about inspiration. It's all about, listening to what your intuition can bring to you, about feeling through awareness what's going on internally. And then from that, you can base change for yourself change for your feelings, change for your focus on what your heart tells you. And I would be so interested to see what other people's experimentation with this concept brings to them. I've used it with a couple of clients and had, you know, wonderful insights they have and I have. So try it and let me know how it goes.
That's wonderful. And Anatard, what would you say about the difference between people who live in and sort of it's that fine line between our heads and what we perceive here, as opposed to what is really perceived in our heart. Okay. You know, it's such a fine line that I find when I do work with people. There is so much like that initial reaction, as you said, with someone scowling at you or looking at you in a funny way. You know, the perception that we get. Would you feel that is our minds coming through first, and then how we hold it starts to, it is our own being that allows it to actually go into our heart?
Here are really good questions. And I think that in general, the first reaction, that first response is what the mind says. It is a thought. It's an ego-based reaction. But there are always times when there really is an energetic coming through from someone else that is in a way dangerous to you, or is in a way forceful, you know, to you and to your heart. So that's another fine line. And that you can perceive sort of on a different and more subtle level once you're aware of how your heart responds to things and how your head responds to things. So it is a two-step process. Really, the mind says, I didn't like that scowl. What did that mean? What was that person trying to say to me? And then we take it in, and the heart says, oh, now I have to become closed in some way. I have to work with that feeling. I have to hide it. I have to protect myself. But when you can massage that feeling through the physical and through the emotional and through that expanded awareness, there's no place for that negative residual reaction to hold. It can't take effect. It can't get stuck. And then we respond to that scowl and through movement and through flow, which also keeps us moving and flowing.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Anatara. Well, we're all going to have to massage those hearts a little now with your with your wonderful piece of information. And it would be lovely to be able to hear from you, our community, on, you know, the effects that you may be experiencing from this little moment with Anatara.
I just wanted to add that it's may seem like a very strange idea. For some, it will seem fairly normal, and so for some, it might feel a little odd. And that the key here is don't react with your head to what I'm saying about your heart. See what happens. Just try it.
Yeah, and it can't hurt, can it?
It
a massage
hurt.
Is always good, inside or out. It's okay. Thank you, Anatara, for your moment of awareness for all of us. And we'd like to thank you, our community, for supporting us here today. And we invite you every Tuesday live at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 1:30 Eastern Time for the Magical Medical Tour. Wednesdays for Trinity of Life at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and followed every other week by this new show, Flowing Into Awareness with Anatara. You can also be in touch with Anatara at myyogahub.com/Anatara, A-N-A-T-A-R-A, or on Twitter at Anatara, and of course, her own site, anatara.ca. Until next time, namaste.